Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
B-Pod Studios.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
My intuition is telling me there'll be better days. Life's tough.
98.5, The Sports Hub. I think I was very measured in the last segment, don't you, Rich?
You're very measured. I was very proud of you.
Thank you.
You handled it. You handled it well.
Yeah.
You took the criticism. You tried to justify it. Put some pretty good evidence behind it of why you feel the way you do, even though I do not agree with you.
Listen,
I like that.
I ain't putting words in anyone's mouth, but I do want to take one phone call regarding it. He says, I know why Fred hates Coach B. How the hell do I hate him? He's not a hippie. I reserve all my hate for hippies. Of course I don't hate Bill Belichick. I just like saying, like, I don't think he's a good guy is like I just don't understand why that's
you
so controversial.
Knew what the reaction would be when you said that. You did.
No, I didn't.
You've been around long enough to know the Patriots fans would go crazy.
I don't know if that, why that's such like an incredible insult.
Because you're insulting a legend.
It's because it went past like his professional, but yes. Not like professionally, and it went into his character. That's
you
why.
Knew that was going to happen.
Yes.
I think he compartmentalized. Yeah, and I think that that's not a sign of like a great guy. Like it doesn't make you a good guy just because you only act one way.
You're insulting one of the heroes. You knew it was going to happen.
The hero. I never said he wasn't a good coach. I think the team's going to go undefeated this year.
It's not the point.
Dan, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, indeed.
Good morning. First time, long time. Yeah, I just think no reason why Ted Johnson doesn't like Belichick, first of all. So based on a book written by Ian O'Connor, apparently Belichick put him on the expansion exemption list when Houston Texans was first team created in the league.
Wait, who put who on the exemption list?
Belichick put Ted Johnson on the expansion draft list for the Houston Texans. This is right after they won the first Super Bowl.
Okay.
But, that's business. This is
he did worse than that to Ted Johnson. I mean, according to an article, he took his helmet. Ted Johnson said he had a concussion, and Belichick took his helmet and shoved it in his chest and said, you're practicing. All right. Which is cool. Anybody?
Yeah.
All right. So Mike Lockhart, he does the fantasy football show, and that's from 8 to 10 on
8
Sundays.
To 10. We're on Twitch. You can find us on Twitter at Lockhart81 if you have any questions.
I want to start off with one because we have seen in the first 2 weeks some things that, once again, it's kind of unwise to make judgments out of like one game or two games.
Sure.
But I do think that there are certain things that you need to start looking at examining quarterback-wise.
Yes.
I think everything this year might be different than it was planned out at the beginning. First of all, Lamar Jackson, I know that we had Dave Richard on and he said, put him in your top six. Like, this guy is going to be a machine against Miami. I want to know whether or not against actual good defenses, he's going to be effective. And the other thing is Cam Newton toast?
Because
he didn't look. He has looked bad for a while. I know his foot was messing up.
He wasn't good last year.
No. You know how many yards he has rushing in the first two games?
What?
-2.
Yeah.
Like, he's been, like, not just mediocre. He's been bad.
Well, yeah. He's probably, because those are sacks. I think he's probably trying to protect himself.
He's not running nearly as much, and that's by design.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you look at him and you look at like Rob Gronkowski and how his body had just failed him. And he wasn't good last year. You know, he could block, but he just couldn't run anymore. Couldn't make cuts and all that. The same thing I feel like is happening to Cam Newton. He's gotten killed over the last few years and it's all his fault. I mean, he won't give the ball to anybody else in the last few years. So I think that he is just physically and probably mentally over it at this point.
Get rid of Cam. Like, is it to the point where you should get rid of him?
You can't start him. You can cut him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you can always find the guy each week that's going to be decent. Because there's the passing in this league is just out of sight. So, you know, Cam Newton, you don't need to own him anymore. And, you know, his wide receivers, Samuel and Moore, those guys will be okay as the season goes on. But it's all about Christian McCaffrey. They throw to him. He runs.
He's their offense.
He's their entire offense.
Yeah.
So, well,
even though he screwed up yesterday, couldn't get in the end.
You can only do so much work.
Thursday night, I mean.
All right, so Mike and I were talking.
I want to follow up on Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
So is he, I mean, as I said, anyone can look like a superstar against Miami.
Yeah.
59 points is still impressive against any team in the NFL. Should we believe in this guy?
Okay, well, I'm not totally buying in on Lamar Jackson. I think fantasy-wise, he's going to put up some good points. And he looked better as a passer last week, but... You know, Marquise Brown, who is Antonio Brown's cousin, rookie, first game, he was running wide open. I mean, nobody was even covering him. That's why he went off. A lot of these guys were just wide open last week, so it's hard to judge. I mean, I saw all over Twitter, you were wrong. Everybody was wrong about Lamar Jackson. Well, you can't judge him off that game. I mean, the Miami Dolphins couldn't have played worse last week. And I think this week, you know, this is going to be like their Super Bowl, and it could be a much tighter game. I don't love Brady this week, obviously, because of the history. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they're going to really force it to Antonio Brown. And whether that works or not for Antonio Brown owners, great. He only needs one catch to go 6 yards and score for it to work out. But if you have Tom Brady... You might want to find a better option.
What about Roethlisberger's value, too? I'm just thinking of these quarterbacks and how perception seems to be changing on a few of them. What about him? Is he still a guy that you should consider starting after what we saw last week?
Sure. I mean, he heads home this week. I want to see what happens in the home opener. He's got James Conner. He wasn't able to get free last week. And Juju Smith-Schuster should be the guy that kind of fills Antonio Brown's shoes. Mm-hmm. But somebody else has to step up. I mean, Dante Moncrief had 10 targets last week. He didn't do anything. I mean, somebody else, whether it's James Washington or Deontay Johnson, one of these guys has to step up, Vance McDonald, to prove themselves to keep Roethlisberger going. They're going to need to do it against the Seahawks this week, because if Andy Dalton can look all right, then Ben Roethlisberger at home has to look right this week.
All right, Tyreek Hill is hurt. I'm sure he was a top pick, like one of the top picks.
Yeah, first two rounds.
I know I took him in the second round in the league that Lockhart and I are in.
Yep.
Where people take everyone.
It's a sharp league.
But yeah, by the time I get around to it, it's all gone.
Yeah.
But receivers who... Say you're in a good league, and there's, you know, the slim pickings. Who's a receiver that you like that could fill in the gap until he gets home?
You look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. You saw DJ Chark last week go crazy. He had 4 receptions. They were all big ones. He was wide open. And Gardner Minshew. The Gardner Minshew era has started in Jacksonville. 6th-round pick. He's better than Blake Bortles, so why not get some of these weapons? It can't be any worse than that. But a guy like DJ Chark, Danny Amendola, I know you picked him up. He was just fed target after target last week.
Yeah, that's going to happen again.
Yeah, and you know what? He's now in for Golden Tate. He's filling that role that he's going to get a lot of targets. He's a guy that you should look at also. Hardeman in Kansas City, he could now, without Hill, be another replacement type guy. He's a rookie. He didn't do much last week, but he's somebody to keep your eye on also.
Give me a guy whose matchup you can totally exploit this week. Somebody whose value normally isn't as high as it is, but because of who they're going up against is going to be higher than normal.
Well, I think people are down on Sony Michel from last week, and they're a little worried about it. He was drafted in like 6th-7th round. There was no buzz on him.
Yeah.
I think because, you know, Miami Dolphins just got run all over last week. I mean, there were 3 guys just running all over them. I think you're going to see a big game from Sony Michel, which is also another reason I don't love Brady this week. I think they're going to force it to Brown, and I think Michelle is going to be have a huge game this week.
Okay, all right. And what about a sleeper pick?
Okay, sleeper. I mean, it's tough week two, but you know, I would have gone with some of these guys last night, like a Curtis Samuel. But you know, if you look around the league, I kind of go back to the Bears with David Montgomery.
Okay.
I think people are going to not have him in the lineup this week, and the Bears played Thursday night. They have all this time off. They can reevaluate what they did in their first game, which was not use David Montgomery, and I think he's going to be on a lot of benches this week, and I think he might be just kind of a sneaky sleeper pick where if you put him in as a flex, he might end up going crazy if they end up using him, right? Because if you look at Josh Jacobs for Oakland last week, he ran really well, and Denver had a hard time stopping the run, and their offense sucks. So, you know, this should be a slow defensive game where they're able to run the ball a lot. even though last week they had their chances to run the ball, they just kept forcing it and forcing it and forcing it with Trubisky. But now you sit there, you look at what happened last week, and you kind of reevaluate, and hopefully David Montgomery is one of those guys that can be, you know, a top 10 back this week.
Is the era of the high-scoring tight end over? Every tight end seems to suck.
Well, I think it's a little bit deeper this year so far. I mean, you know, you saw a couple of guys with Dallas look okay last week.
Evan Ingram,
if he can stay healthy, he's going to be their leading target getter as far as receivers outside Saquon Barkley. You know, I think you might see somebody like Dallas Goedert emerge over the course of the season. Him and Zach Ertz, those two tight ends out there in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And Austin Hooper even had a decent game last week. He's coming into, I think it's his third season now. So if he's able to have a good game at home this week for the Falcons, that could be a decent pickup. You saw Waller for Oakland last week have a solid game. I think it's actually... I, you know, at the end of the season, we're going to look around and say, where are all the tight ends? They're all broken and not playing. But right now, there seems to be an abundance of guys you can use.
Okay.
All right. Well, Le'Veon Bell's hurt, and I also have him on my team. He was my first round pick.
He's supposed to play, though, right?
He is, but that guy's always hurt. You should have taken Ty Montgomery, because I think the last time Bell played 16 games was his only time, and it was his second year in the NFL.
Wasn't Montgomery hurt all of last year?
He gets hurt too, but
okay.
What I should have done is take Crowder.
Gonna get three backs from the Jets.
I should have taken Crowder because I knew that Darnold was gonna feed him.
Yeah, and he should get a lot of looks this week too with Simeon. I mean, he's gotta throw to somebody, and that seems to be like a safety valve.
Real quick,
Sammy D, why are you so sexy?
Rodgers or Rivers? Just real quick, just for me personally.
I'm gonna go Rodgers. I like Green Bay this week at home. I think they're gonna be all right.
Called the Fantasy Football Show with Mike Lockhart. That will be airing on Sunday from 8 to 10. Be sure you check that out. We'll be right back.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. The official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Come.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what have we not gotten you today? The Stack is brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Stop by your local Cumberland Farms and get two breakfast sandwiches for $4. Hurry, this is a limited time off.
Fred and John, percentage chance the Bruins get something done with Torrey Krug before the season starts?
Zero.
Yeah.
Well, now it's getting to the point where it seems like Torrey Krug is begging to stay here. Yesterday, he was being interviewed by the press, and he was asked, hey, I bet you'd really like some certainty when it comes to your future here.
You know, it's something I'm comfortable with. I've played on one-year deals before, and I always had to prove myself and things of that sort. But it's definitely something I'd love to get some clarity on my future and for myself, my family, and know where I'm going to play. Something that, you know, eventually I hope can be discussed and, you know, hopefully move forward with. So we'll see where it lands, but as of right now, it's cool.
I mean, I sure would like to know some clarity on my future. You don't hear a lot of players saying that.
I would rather have him than Carlo.
Yeah, I think most people would.
I think he's worth a lot more money.
Well, one costs a hell of a lot more.
Yeah. Alex, this is big information. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Fred, I don't know if you remember this. It was like a month or two back. You said you would never go to a nightclub, even if it was free. Do you still stand by that?
I know what you're going to say, so out with it.
Yeah, because if you know, so Paulie D is coming to Encore in October.
No, he rocks the table so well.
So are you going to go?
It's expensive.
No, I'm not.
I turned my back to Pauly D for his.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
Rich
that.
Rich's tried. Yes.
So, Rich, can we start a fund to maybe get Fred to go to enjoy life for once?
Everyone say I don't enjoy my life?
Fred's night out sounds pretty good. Just like make Fred smile might be the name of it. Just like
they've been game shows, make me laugh.
Just like a-hole repellent, just for a day, maybe he can smile like the Grinch when his heart grows two sizes one day. Maybe that's what
I'm
we can
smiling
do.
Smiling all the time.
I know, but maybe you do need a fun night out. Maybe you need to kind of fist pump your fists and get the glow sticks out and go to Pauly D.
The temptation is that he is so good at the turntables.
Oh, you would have the time of your life if you went to that show.
But I'd need to touch him.
Probably let you touch him.
He won't make a simple Instagram video for my daughter.
If you get one of the tables behind the DJ booth, maybe as he's walking up, he'll high five you.
I think it might just be for hot chicks.
I don't know if he got the cash.
All right. Well, Alex, you raise good points, but
someone from the Encore wants to give us a table there. I think we can make it happen.
I had forgotten you have a personal problem with Pauly D. That's the mitigating factor.
Yeah.
Can you get over this problem in the next couple of weeks? I don't know.
I mean, he's a really, really good DJ.
Mm-hmm. Making all the panties drop.
But you would have more fun at that show than almost any other one, right?
Do you think he's Italian?
I've heard that he might be.
My scouts say yes.
Well, somebody may or may not be Italian, but he's definitely an a-hole, is Kobe Bryant. This was being a stupendous a-hole to a level that it almost makes you laugh. Well, it did make me laugh. So Kobe Bryant he called out a seventh grade girl on Instagram for missing a youth basketball game. And so Kobe Bryant was standing there and a picture with all of these different girls who had played in this basketball game, and he tweeted this. He goes, "Here's our fourth place, quote, winner's picture, LOL. Six of the kids in the picture stayed with me and worked every single day to get better and continue to work to this day. The seventh player, not in pick, missed this game for a dance recital, so that should tell you where her focus was at this time."
Yeah, a lot of doctors will tell you just to play one sport. It's really healthy.
Can you imagine that? Like, I mean, it's a seventh grade girl and Kobe Bryant. I mean, how many followers do you think this guy has? I mean, like several million?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Called out this guy. And by the way, I also like it. He goes, "Here's our fourth place, quote, winner's picture, LOL.
Well, yeah. I just like that he's like, you should just, in seventh grade, you should completely focus on basketball and not do anything else. Like, that's so dangerous. First of all, it's horrible for your body.
And at least you're calling out seventh grade girls at a time where they're not overly sensitive.
That's right. that's the least sensitive time of their life.
Where they're not feeling awkward and maybe
12 and 13 years old.
Insecure.
Stuck the landing.
Well, and plus they're blossoming into women.
Yeah.
That I'm sure they are.
Well, that's around the time I think that you get the that you get the red.
How are we going to phrase this?
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I'm going to move on. All I do know
is
that
the red?
All I know is that the sixth grade. All I know is that it's sixth grade dance.
I have a daughter. I got to know these things.
I know.
What's it called again?
It's something that, the red.
The red. Okay.
It's natural. It's something that happens in nature.
Every woman in the car is going, "Yep, that's right. Yep. You got it." I mean, that's what I call it.
How is that offensive?
Just like A, Rich's reaction, and B, your face after you said it.
Hey, Rich, I suggest you pick up. Are you there, God? It's me, Mark.
I wasn't allowed to read Judy Blume.
I remember
Freaky
I read that.
Friday.
Judy Blume, yeah. And who was the other one who was on the X list when I was a kid? I couldn't read Judy Blume or Beverly Cleary.
Oh, were these the books that were burned in your neighborhood?
Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing. Outlawed,
not burned. Those are just, I was not super fudge. I couldn't read. I couldn't read Are You the God? There God Is Me, Margaret. I couldn't read Ramona Quimby, age 8. There was a bunch of weird books I wasn't allowed to read.
And yet here you are, a fully functional individual. Amazing.
So when I read, I had a Judy Blume collection of all her books. And I read them all and I'm like, all right, I'll go, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And when she gets her period, I didn't know like only girls get their period. And I booked it to my mom's room. I'm like, what's going on? Blood? I completely flipped out because I thought boys got it too.
Uh-huh. All my friends are reading that, and all I know is that my mom, she's right. She's got a picture of me coming home from the library one day, and the book that I chose was called The Dead Bird. and it was about how to deal with death.
Well, you got to learn to cope with it. It's happening.
So instead of reading How to Eat Fried Worms, which is probably a fun frolic,
yep.
And you know you can identify with the characters when you're in third grade, I was reading about corpses that used to fly.
You know what's in a lot of kids' books now that I am fully behind is a fart humor.
Oh, it's It's in all of them. Captain Underpants, you know, Fart Master McGee, what all these movies are called. I'm a dog, I fart. Like Ralph the Farting Dog.
Have you ever heard?
Hey, let's fart.
Have you ever read sequel to your Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. It's called Hey, I Got the Rid.
So Joe Johnson's back in the right. NBA.
We have to break.
Okay. I think we should just let that sit for a while.
Like, hey, Rich? Guys, I got the rid.
Is that the full name? The full name of the book?
Yeah, well, there's this typesetting. It ain't free.
It's like in bubble letters. It's like the cover of like Bop magazine.
It just says rid. Like massive font. You just go to the re.
What's the name of the book?
The end.
I am the Japanese salmon from across the sea. I got all the girls.
Hey!
Listen, you got it. I mean, there's health class. I mean, you got to know these things are coming. All right, so we'll be right back.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.sporting.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Sports Hub. For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Bob, go ahead.
Really? Thank you guys so very much. Fred, Toucher, and Rick, and Waldick, where you at? You guys are freaking awesome. You make my morning so great, isn't funny. My daughter and I laughed all morning. And you guys are so much better than Sorry Felger. That isn't even funny.
That's right.
He contradicts himself like, you guys are the greatest. You make me laugh every morning with everything. All the things that you do, I enjoy the morning, laugh like crazy with you guys.
Bob, you're the best.
You're the man.
And I'll tell you this.
Thank you.
Yeah, Felger sucks. I wish you could get someone to listen to his show. I mean, those 13 shares, really.
I think they're doing just fine. By the way, what's that?
They're doing all right.
Yeah, they're doing all right, of course. hey, by the way.
Bird's pissed.
Why are you punching Zolak?
Because he moves the Twitch camera every time.
Zolak does come in and screw a Twitch.
He does.
That's he right.
Does. Hey, Captain Carbs. Look at Captain Carbs over here.
Yeah, he's got the noodles.
What are we working on? Oh, nice.
Noodles for breakfast?
Chinese noodles.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're a TB12 guy, right? You went to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my daughter used to go. She had a bad knee. And they tried to help her work through some things. I heard you talking about the treadmill they put you on, the
laser one. Yeah.
And it shows you how imbalanced you are when you run, and you can literally see when you slow it down as your one leg swings out and this one's about an inch shorter than the other, and it's crazy.
I apparently like gangsta lean to the left when I run.
Yeah,
that
comes from your experience in the gang.
I mean, like the speed guys love it there because of the quad, the hamstring.
Is it as painful? Did you get a rub down?
Oh, yeah.
Is it as painful as...
I soaked the table.
Dude, you want to scream. It's so painful.
You got to bite a towel, literally, when they're working on you.
I'm not kidding you. Like, it was one of the most painful things that
I got to bite a pillow.
John bites a lot of things. Hard walk.
So, but it ended up working for you. Like when you were done, like you, like all that stuff that hurt like hell. When you were done, it felt strange.
Deep therapy, sports therapy.
That was weird
stuff. And you get a hell of a workout in there. I tell you that. You're not coming out of saying, "Boy, I got ripped off."
I'm debating whether as soon as we're off the air to have a beer here.
Well, we have.
Well, I thought you were debating going in and getting workout.
No, we got the Czarface beer.
No.
We were the Bentwater people brought us the new Czarface beer.
Why don't we all have one right now? Since you won't be in Monday, you got 3-dayer coming up.
Yeah.
Who's in with you, Rich? Monday.
I'm sure.
Is it Ted Johnson again?
I think it's going to be. We don't even know who's going to be here on Monday.
Walk.
I'll be here Monday.
We don't have a Monday guest.
I know that.
Walk. Flat over.
Yep. Is it Flynn?
Get you guys Sarge.
We had Troy Brown.
Sarge do updates. I'll slide over. Let's go.
Sarge loves doing the show. He loves the callers. He loves it all.
I just want to see Fred drink the beer.
I can't do it on the air, but we used to. We used to drink every day on the show.
Dan O'Brien, when he was in a different life, used to have to come down. The program director would say, "Can you go and make sure they're not drinking on the air again?"
And
again,
the best is that Hannon called me into his office and he's like, "Is Crash an alcoholic?"
Like, what would ever make you think that?
Yeah.
No.
What's funny,
like John Candy on Stripes. I have an eating problem.
The only thing that makes me feel better is that, like, Crash was older than me, like, during some of the show.
Yeah.
And he drank like a maniac. He doesn't anymore. But he drank like a maniac. And I'm like, how's he living? I mean, he hurt his heart from drinking.
Yeah.
Like, he had heart problems.
So here's how much Crash used to drink. He had this gift where if you handed him a Budweiser, you know, each one has a born-on date on it,
yeah.
Like what month it was bottled.
This is not a lie.
This is true.
He did it numerous times.
He could tell a skunk fact.
He can drink the beer without looking at the bottom of it and tell you exactly what month it was bottled.
I believe that.
Exactly. Right. It could be a beer that was a year and a half old, and he could say, this is May of 2018.
He should be a sommelier. I'm not kidding.
Oh, no question. Or like the taster for Budweiser. I mean, one of the strangest things. He's got to earn money at bars, right? That's like the best bar trick ever.
I don't think he knows how to do that.
Right. Like earn money at a bar?
What event was that you guys did where he was hammered and he starts screaming at the program director on the mic?
Chili Pot. He was negotiating his contract in front of all the fans, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
How'd that go?
Or that might have been a wing bowl.
It was a wing bowl.
It was a wing bowl.
It was the first wing bowl we did?
No, it was the last wing bowl he did. It was at the Hooters in Saugus.
Chili Pot when he was high and hit under the table.
It was like Smitty, middle of the road, man.
Now he smokes pot, enjoys it.
Wow.
Because like, it's so funny because like online, he's like super like, look at me, I'm working out. And what I love about Crash is that when we saw him at the Super Bowl, he's like, that's none of that's true.
I always thought his nickname Crash because you always thought it was going to go bad at some point.
I think maybe that's why they named
him Crash. That might be it, actually. He's been fired for more crazy reasons and rehired than anybody I've ever met.
He did something to get fired from 99X that was so incredibly dumb.
Yep.
And
I don't think
it would get you arrested.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even say it on the air.
He solicited an act for people if they wanted tickets to 311. He solicited a sex act, not for him, but for listeners.
But he wanted to watch?
Huh? No.
I
probably did.
And then he
Then he came in that Monday and talked about it. And our program director was on my show. And she was not thrilled.
A dolphin doesn't deserve money, but I do.
That's why he was negotiating.
I do agree with that.
That's still one of the greatest things ever.
I'd say that's one of his fair points.
Right? Remember someone started yelling at him, and he just goes, "Shut up, fat guy."
Yes.
I remember one couple of our first days here, like we're all talking, like, you know, coming from sports stations, and us all worked together at some point or another.
Yeah.
Like, is that the dolphin? Is he really full time?
He had a 401k.
Show me like stuff. Show me like all that stuff.
And I believe right after he goes, I'm gonna kill you.
This is on air.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Jesus.
The worst. We went to Pittsburgh at my old station because we had to see like Circus Soleil or something. So it was me, another guy, and Crash. And Crash, I slapped Crash's arm. And he had a tattoo, so he hit me, in the face. And then we were going back out, and he went upstairs and ordered chicken wings and called his mom crying.
Let's all...
Oh, come on. Don't cut that one off.
The horse one?
Let's all love this horse.
Thank
there
you.
There it is. That's the one.
Dude, he had his Santa Claus hat on and he had this look at his face.
No, that's
in the mall over Christmas.
I love it.
And that's the Claus hat.
No, but he was drunk.
Oh, let's all love this horse. Oh, yeah, that's he was just drunk.
He had this look like it was the cat who ate the canary.
He hugged a horse and was just like,
let's all love this horse.
Let's all love this horse, which for some reason the Claus
I'm
gonna
I'm going to try one of those. Zarface beers.
They look great.
There you go.
Thank you to the Bentwater people for bringing those over.
Okay, Bill Belichick live today at 11:15. We'll carry that live. Phil Perry will join us for an hour. Second half of the show. RJ Bell with our picks. Of course, I'm sure we'll talk about number 17.
All the listeners are mad at me because they said I don't think Bill Belichick's a good guy.
Well, it's you went on a little rant there early in the show and brought it back around at the end.
I mean, like
you don't.
I don't think that's that crazy a take.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you say, I don't know. Hey, if you don't know the guy, like it's one thing to say, hey, they should have went for it on third down or the game plan sucked. That's all. People, fans take it as personal attacks.
Something I told you that. Literally 30 minutes ago.
I honestly don't understand that. I don't. But what I want to tell you, everyone, is that I love you all, and I appreciate you listening to this show. Check out the podcast.
Let's all love this horse.
Check out the podcast.
Yep. See you Tuesday.
Yeah, see you Tuesday. I'm bagging out Monday.
Yep.
And hey, let's take this weekend to reflect and just have a blast.
Enjoy your time with your children, Fred.
Jam it on the one, Fred.
Hey, listen, you want to go, as the kids say, I hope you have a deaf weekend.
Hope it's totally boss.
Yeah. I mean, gag me with a spoon, right, with homework? All right, take it easy, everyone.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to $16,000 off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking $16,000 off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.